You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
Here's today's 1490 WLCX News Update. You can find it on demand at lacrosseeagle.com. I'm Jimmy Cuska. La Crosse County election officials canvassed vote totals Monday from last week's spring primary. Election officials said there was nothing out of the ordinary. The county's turnout was 13.46%, with higher turnout in the city of La Crosse, where voters had a mayoral and school board primary. Some wards of the city had turnouts of over 30%. With the spring primary wrapped up, attention now turns to the spring election on April 1st. Find out what's on your ballot, registration information, and more at myvote.wi.gov. Two people are dead after an apparent gas leak in Monroe County on Sunday. According to the sheriff's office, emergency crews went to a home in the town of Oakdale Sunday afternoon. A person who visited the home and called in the gas leak found a girl who was taken outside. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Emergency crews shut off the gas and entered the home, where they found the body of a man as well as a dog and a cat. Officials ruled out foul play, according to a release from the sheriff's office. A barn is destroyed after a fire near Holman Sunday night. No people were hurt in the fire, but several ducks and chickens didn't make it out, according to the barn's owner. According to the Holman Fire Department, crews arrived before 9 p.m. Sunday and found the barn completely on fire. The fire eventually caused the barn to collapse. Six fire departments responded to the fire, in part due to the trapped animals. The barn is considered a total loss. Fire officials are still investigating the cause of the fire. February's final week is a busy one for the city of La Crosse. The Board of Public Works approved an order yesterday to create a no-parking zone on the south side of the 2400 block of Haas Street. The City Administrator Workgroup meets tomorrow, and so does the Economic and Community Development Commission, which will consider a pair of grants as well as hold a public hearing on the analysis of impediments to fair housing choice before taking action. A meeting is also scheduled tomorrow for the city's DEI team. In a special meeting last night, the La Crosse City Council revoked the liquor license of Latino Bar and Grill. The bar was the subject of scrutiny after La Crosse police said the establishment regularly served underage customers. Police Chief Sean Coudron said he'd never seen anything quite like this. Police said that they've written over 320 citations for underage drinking at the bar since it opened less than 3 years ago and had issued multiple warnings to its owners. The vote was unanimous to revoke the bar's liquor license. The La Crosse City Council has approved a $115,000 settlement with a man who accused La Crosse police officers of violating his Fourth Amendment rights. Devon Harris sued the city and three police officers after a 2020 traffic stop in which he was physically removed from his vehicle. Police were attempting to serve citations for a previous offense. A federal judge said that the LCPD should reconsider delivering citations in person, saying the situation could have been avoided if they had mailed the citations instead. The judge said the traffic stop was lawful. A legislative proposal aims to help farmers save costs on equipment repairs. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
Wisconsin legislators unveiled a right to repair bill. It's designed to address what supporters call a, quote, monopoly crisis in agriculture by allowing farmers to repair their own equipment. The proposed legislation would require manufacturers to provide repair documentation and tools at fair cost, while still being able to protect their trade secrets. If passed, Wisconsin would become the sixth state in the country to have right to repair laws.
The legislation was introduced by State Senator Brad Pack, who said that Wisconsin farmers deserve the right to repair their own equipment or do business with the mechanic of their choice. Online vehicle scams have increased recently, according to the Wisconsin DMV. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
The scheme starts as a fake online storefront. The website or social media profile claims to be a Wisconsin dealership. You'll see stock images or photos of real vehicles, and real Wisconsin dealerships are included to make things seem legitimate. Advertised vehicles may be listed at below market value to make interested customers take the bait. Another warning signal is no in-person contact with the seller. The Wisconsin DMV is aware of multiple cases that follow this pattern.
If you're the victim of a scam, you can file a dealer complaint and take other steps to protect your credit and information. You can find out more at wisconsindmv.com. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden is calling for impeachment of a federal judge over a ruling that blocked access to U.S. Treasury records by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. The resolution, which had no other sponsor, seeks to remove Judge Paul Engelmeyer of New York for abuse of power. Van Orden says Engelmeyer is biased against President Donald Trump. Only 15 federal judges have ever been impeached, and he would need a House majority and two-thirds of the Senate to be removed. Gas prices dipped in Wisconsin this week, but an upwards trend could be on the way as temperatures rise. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Average gas prices have fallen 4.3 cents over the last week. The average today is $2.86 per gallon. This is 12.2 cents lower than a month ago, and over 16 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say to enjoy the slight declines while they last. As we inch closer to March, the typical March madness will eventually take hold. With the changeover to summer gasoline, we're likely to see upward movement in the weeks ahead.
Here in La Crosse, prices rose to an average high of $3.07 per gallon this past week before falling to an even $3 per gallon today, or about 14 cents higher than the statewide average. Wisconsin home sales grew slightly year over year in January, according to the Wisconsin Realtors Association. The numbers for the state show an increase of about 0.6%. However, the median price of a home rose by 10.6% to $293,000. The WRA said that higher mortgage rates, higher home prices, and tight inventory are creating affordability challenges for housing. La Crosse County largely followed statewide trends, with sales numbers and prices slightly dipping since August. A new study says nitrate levels in drinking water in the Driftless area are decreasing. The study, which was done by the Minnesota Department of Agriculture, Minnesota DNR, and the University of Minnesota, checked nitrate levels over the course of the last 40 to 50 years. Nitrate contamination had decreased in older wells and had remained steady or decreased in newer ones. Researchers said clean water practices and record precipitation in the last 20 years has helped improve drinking water conditions in the Driftless area. For outdoor winter recreation enthusiasts, a couple rounds of heavy snow this month brought a brief window to enjoy snowmobiling in Wisconsin. However, most trails are now closed. With more, here's Civic Media's Brittany Merlot.
With the warm weather in Wisconsin this week and snowmobile trails already running with minimal snow over the weekend, trails are now closed in many counties.
As of Monday morning, only the state's northernmost county still had trails open, with most snowmobile trails south of Highway 8 in Wisconsin now closed. You can check trail conditions at Travel Wisconsin's Snow Report. The final headliner for Ashley for the Arts was announced. Daughtry will join a list of performers that includes Darius Rucker, Neon Trees, Chris Jansen, Brad Paisley, ZZ Top, The Castellos, and Third Eye Blind. Ashley for the Arts is August 7th through the 9th at Memorial Park in Arcadia. Arts and crafts vendors, fireworks, and family fun are also part of the annual event, which supports area nonprofits, schools, and medical research. You can buy tickets and find more information at ashleyforthearts.com. Tonight is the start of the high school girls basketball tournament with regional qualifiers across the state, including a handful of games in the Cooley region. Winners advance to Friday's regional semifinals, which includes every remaining team in the state. Tonight is also hockey sectional semifinals across Wisconsin. Thursday through Saturday is the state individual wrestling meet in Madison. The state gymnastics sectionals are also being held later this week. You can find full postseason brackets and schedules at WIAAWI.org. The WIAA announced Wednesday that it is changing its policy on transgender student athletes and their ability to participate in competition. Citing federal guidance, the WIAA said in a statement that the new policy bans students to sign male at birth from competing in girls' sports. Last week, the NCAA issued the same notice as it relates to women's sports and college athletics. President Donald Trump has issued multiple executive orders this month, including rescinding last year's Title IX updates, prompting the policy changes. A half dozen bills dealing with education passed the State Assembly Wednesday. One of them would require the DPI to use the standards from the National Assessment of Education Progress for school report cards. Another bans wireless devices from classrooms. Other bills include mandating cursive writing, civics courses as a requirement for graduation, requiring 70% of district funds to be used in classrooms, and setting a two-week turnaround time for requests to review instructional material by any district resident. The Wisconsin DPI is warning that federal cuts to education could cause further financial issues for public schools in the state. Wisconsin receives about $838 million in federal funding, according to the DPI, as well as $274 million for school lunches. The Trump administration is targeting programs that support diversity, equity, and inclusion, and the DPI says that Title I is at risk of being cut. That's about $216 million in funding, about $82 million of which goes to Milwaukee Public Schools. Another Wisconsin place of higher education is set to close. Northland College will cease operations this spring, joining a growing list of colleges and universities that have closed in the state. Northland, which is in Ashland, is the third private school to close in the state since 2020, joining Cardinal Stritch and Holy Family College. 5 2-year UW schools have also closed or are set to close as well. Financial issues and declining enrollment are cited as the reasons for all of the closures. Today will be another mild day in the Cooley region with highs in the upper 40s and low 50s. Tonight there's a chance of light rain showers. There's also a chance of some foggy conditions as snow continues to melt. Conditions clear up through the rest of the week with highs in the 40s or 50s until a brief cool down over the weekend. Wisconsin could see some mixed precipitation on Friday or Saturday along with the temperature changes. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now on your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. We'll have a look at your weather, sports, and entertainment news coming up next. For 1490 WLCX and LacrosseEagle.com, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Packers are in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens at the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where over 300 of the top college football players will work out and interview with teams. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst, doing interviews with the media, asked about free agents like defensive end Myles Garrett or wide receiver Davante Adams. A number of Wisconsin Badger players here, like Jack Nelson. College basketball, Wisconsin slipped from 11th to the 12th ranked team in the nation in the AP Top 25 after that loss in overtime to Oregon. They play Washington tonight at the Kohl Center. Marquette now ranked 22nd after losing four of their last six games. They host Providence tomorrow night at 6. The Bucks on the road in Houston tonight against the Rockets. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins says he was taking live batting practice against Freddie Peralta when a fastball struck him just below the right knee, fracturing his shin bone. Perkins expects to be out until early May. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Even bad reviews, word of mouth, and almost a 70% drop-off from its first weekend of release couldn't knock Captain America: Brave New World from number one at the box office. The film took in a little over $28 million at theaters this past weekend to remain atop the feature film leaderboard here in the U.S. The most recent Marvel film has now brought in $141 million domestically after a $100 million-plus opening last weekend. Big drop-offs for Marvel films are becoming a bit of a concern for Disney Studios. Ant-Man and Wasp, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, and Thor, Love and Thunder also saw big drop-offs from weeks 1 to 2. In the number 2 slot this past weekend was The Monkey, a gory thriller which pulled in a little over $14 million in its debut weekend. Another win for Neon Studios, which released the surprise hit Long Legs last year. Rounding out the top 5 were Paddington in Peru, which finished in 3rd place, Dogman was in 4th, and Heart Eyes finished in 5th place. Awards season is in the home stretch, with the Oscars less than a week away. The 2025 Screen Actors Guild Awards are in the books and could give us some hints for next week's Oscar broadcast. Timothée Chalamet and Demi Moore took home the awards for Best Male and Female Actor in a Leading Role in the Feature Film category. Conclave won the Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture. Outstanding Performance by a Supporting Actress went to Zoe Saldana for Emilia Perez. Kieran Culkin won Outstanding Performance by a Supporting Actor for his role in A Real Pain. Outstanding Performance by a Lead Actor in a Limited Series went to Colin Farrell for his role in The Penguin, and Jessica Gunning won the same award for her role in Baby Reindeer. Switching to comedy, Jean Smart took home the Best Female Acting Award for Hacks, and Martin Short won in the same category for a male actor for Only Murders in the Building. Only Murders also won Best Ensemble in a Comedy. Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble in a Drama Series went to Shogun. Not a huge surprise there. Here's a Pete pick if you're looking for something to watch on the small screen. The Gorge, starring Miles Teller and Anna Joy Taylor, is a thriller about two snipers standing watch over a mysterious foggy patch of land between two watchtowers. The two find out they might just be guarding the gates of hell and are not supposed to ask questions or even communicate with each other. They do, and fall in love. The film isn't perfect and drags during the romance scenes, but the concept is fun. Is it a great film? No, but it is a great Netflix movie. If you think for one second that being the son of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver will help you get roles in Hollywood, you are mistaken. At least according to the son of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver. Patrick Schwarzenegger insists he did not get his role in season 3 of White Lotus because he's a Nepo baby, adding that people don't realize he took acting lessons for 10 years and put on plays in high school. Yeah, a lot of people do. Maybe Patrick Schwarzenegger is a great actor, but come on. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today, highs in the mid to upper 40s. Some rain tonight, lows around 34. Slight chance of a shower for Wednesday, otherwise clouds in 44. Wednesday night, cloudy skies, lows around 30. For Thursday, partly sunny and breezy with highs near 41.
Right now, 35.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at LacrosseEagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.